News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, concerned parents are protesting outside Clonturk Community College Whitehall in North Dublin today. As they say, two pupils are being denied the option of sitting the Leaving Cert applied curriculum in 2021. Jerry Fallon is the father of Orla Fallon, one of the students. He joins us now. Jerry, just tell us about the protest. What's happening?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Well, the protest essentially is at Clonturk's decision not to run the LCA, the Leaving Certificate Applied program for children with disabilities. There's now actually a third family we've discovered are also in an identical situation to us. They have put to us that it's not viable to run the program, and that to run it would actually be a misuse of resources, and they couldn't stand over that.
Now, your daughter is Orla, and the other pupil, James. Just tell us about Orla and James.
So Orla and James actually have gone through the education system together for the last 10 years or so. They're both for the past 4 years have been our students in Clonturk, and have achieved well in the junior program. Orla has a Down syndrome diagnosis, and James has a complex diagnosis, disability diagnosis.
So they've been in the school for 4 years, have done the junior cert, and when were they told that they wouldn't be able to sit the applied Leaving Cert curriculum?
So in February this year, the school informed us that they would not be running the LCA. And that was the first that we found out about it. We had been assured at the when we enrolled that our children's educational needs would be secured up until senior cycle. And we were one of the parents, two of us were parents who queued overnight to get into Clonturk 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So what was the justification given by the school for this decision? Because, I mean, as you say, they've been in the school for 4 years and had a reasonable expectation that they would be able to sit this applied Leaving Cert.
Well, what they've said is that the teacher student ratio is 19-1, and to run it from a viable position, they would need 19 students. Now they have said that they would run it at a lower number, but this is a new school, and those numbers of 18 or 19 were never going to be achievable.
No, so. What you appeal this obviously to the school board of management. They upheld the decision to not to proceed. Is that correct?
That is correct. We put as strong a case as we could to the board, and they rejected our appeal.
You're not accepting that, though.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right, and this is the whole purpose for today's protest outside the school. But notwithstanding that, we didn't meet the school for 3 hours on Friday in an effort to try and resolve the situation, because we shouldn't be where we are in 2021 in Ireland over an education issue.
Okay, so you're protesting outside the school. Have you got politicians involved? Are you campaigning in other ways in relation to this?
Yes, we have written to all local TDs who are hugely supportive, but in particular Minister Anne Rabbitt has contacted us, and she is fully supportive of our efforts in this situation, and she too recognises this as an equal rights issue. And this is about, for her, this is about achieving integrated and inclusive education.
Okay, all right. Well, look, we would love to give you any support we can here on News Talk Breakfast. This isn't about demonising Clonturk Community College. Look, I'm sure they have their reasons and their issues here, but these two pupils need to sit the applied Leaving Cert curriculum in the school that they went to, and certainly on this programme we're going to support James and Orla in any way we can. Jerry, best of luck with your campaign. Nice to talk to you today. Jerry Fallon there, father of Orla Fallon. These kids need to be able to sit the Leaving Cert curriculum.
They absolutely
in the school
do.
That they've been
it
in for 4 years.
It defies belief that they're not. We should say that we have reached out to the school, but we've yet to receive a reply
Look, we're not. This isn't about demonising any school. Difficult decisions have to be made, but some kind of compromise is here. And if the minister needs to get involved, so be it.